Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Podcast by the Anonymous Psychologist. And today you are going to listen to an interesting viewpoint about self-management and maximizing your productivity up to 100%. Maybe people who work in the IT sector might be familiar with this term. It is a framework called as Scrum. They use this framework to manage complex IT projects where, just like our human life, there are more unknowns than knowns. This framework has prescribed activities, events, and is based on the principle of empiricism, and it has established a set of values which it recommends we adhere to. It was brought into this world by two people named Jeff Sutherland and Ken Schwaber, and it has been evolving ever since. I'm pretty sure the students of psychology are familiar with the rational or innate school of thought as well as the empirical school of thought, and in short, the framework we are talking about is related to empirical school of thought, which means that all the knowledge is derived from the senses and the experiences. So since this was very much based on the empirical school of thought, I wondered why not use it as a framework for self-management, for enhancing our productivity. And I tried this experiment on myself for 2 months and figured that it's a great way to give a direction to our short-term as well as long-term goals, and could be used not just for managing IT projects but also for managing ourselves. Hence, here I am to share what the framework is about and its application in our lives. You may want to have a pen and paper to draft some notes. So, to begin with, the framework suggests that we adhere to the principles of empiricism, which is transparency, inspection, and adaptation. And trust is the factor which lies at the core of these principles. It runs on 5 values, which are focus, openness, commitment, courage, and respect. It has 5 events named sprint, sprint planning, sprint review, sprint retrospective, and daily scrum, and all of these events are time boxed. I wouldn't be going into the details of this since you can read it all on Google, but I would go straight to how I applied scrum in my life to manage the work I do, and let's get started with that. So what I did was I started with setting a time box of 1 week. Meaning that at the end of 1 week, I shall go over the things and which I did and have a review of them. I ensured that I spent an hour on Sundays to carve out the things I am supposed to do. I would use this hour for making a list of things I am supposed to do, like maybe going on a morning bicycle ride, or going on a date, or running a marathon, or going to office for work, and I would keep that list with me in the order of the priority. I would edit the list as and when any new thing came up and kept it handy. With respect to managing the list in terms of priority, I meant that, let's say, going on a date is the most important thing for me this week, then I would keep that at the top of the list, followed by the second important thing. Every day right after waking up, I would spend not more than 15 minutes to introspect and figure out what's the progress with my list. And I would ask myself questions like, are there any new items added to the list? Is there a chance that due to emergence of new task or new item, any existing item from the list might not be completed? Is any of the high priority task at the risk of not being completed? Then what could be done to remove that list, remove that risk? I would spend 15 minutes to go over these questions, and these things gave me clarity about my days ahead. Then I would let the course of the days follow, and on Saturday evenings I would spend around 45 minutes to review the list of tasks which I completed and take a look if there are things I could do to ensure I do them better the next time. Like for marathons, I would ask my peers on their feedback on how do I improve the quality of runs. I would also check my previous runs to see where do I stand in comparison with those. And if it was a date, then I would reflect to check how would I make my upcoming dates better. What was it which I could have done the better way? What were the good things which happened? Then I would spend another 30 minutes to reflect on the task which I couldn't complete and note the reasons down on why I couldn't accomplish. What is it and which I could do the next time when I encounter such a problem? Like for example, if I couldn't complete my bicycle ride due to bad weather, I would ensure I check the weather forecast the next time I plan a ride, and even ensure I have a cardio session booked nearby as a backup which I could resort to in case of any inevitable cancellations to the bicycle ride. During this time, I would also use these minutes to reflect on whether I lacked on any of the Scrum values of focus, openness, commitment, courage and respect while performing any of the tasks. I would also check whether I followed the principles of empiricism, meaning whether I was transparent to myself, whether I inspected enough, and whether I adapted to the obstacles effectively. And after that, what I could do to better myself, and I would add those inputs to my list for the next week. I repeated this cycle of jotting down the task every week for 1 hour every Sunday, reviewing the progress daily for 15 minutes, on Saturdays reviewing the completed task for 45 minutes and reflecting on the incomplete task for 30 minutes. I did this for 8 weeks and I figured my productivity had increased by 160% to be precise, and I was able to accomplish more than what I did usually. Over the time, I increased the number of things I did, and even after that, I am left with some more time to spend with myself. So that was pretty much Scrum in a nutshell, which was tweaked or customized a bit to accommodate maximizing personal productivity. And it really worked for me, and it worked wonders for me, and I hope you try it out and it works for you too. Let me know if you liked the content, or let me know if you learned something new, or if you have any feedback by dropping me a text on my Instagram handle, which is the_anonymous_psychologist, and I shall see you guys soon. Thank you.